هم نوبل لبس ايوه الكتان لبس الحلقة والخيط ونحوها. يعني المقصود أن يلبس الإنسان شيء من هذه الأمور بغرض التداوي أو دفع العين أو دفع الأذى. The third chapter here is about wearing a ring or a bracelet or a thread or whatsoever with the intention that it protects from illnesses or evil eye or whatsoever. This is prohibited. هذا محظور شرعا. وهذه الحلقة قد تكون من ذهب أو فضة أو نحاس أو غير ذلك أو حديد. This ring might be from gold, silver, copper or metal or whatsoever. Other material, but the purpose of it is to get a protection from illness or evil eye. قال وقد يجعل من الصدر والكتان may be made of, يعني the thread made of wool or kattan is some type of cloth which is thick a little bit. They make also from it. Now, as the يعني كما كان في الجاهلية, والجاهلية هو الوقت الذي كان قبل ظهور الإسلام. As it was in the time of arrogance, which was pre to Islam, people used to do these things to get protection from the evil eye or any harmfulness, or even sometimes to bring some good luck, as they say. والبعض قد يعني يظن أن هذا يجلب يعني الخير ويجلب, وفي بعض الحالات يتعلقون بألوان, and sometimes they يعني hang to or relate to some colors, they depend on some colors. وفي بعض الحالات بأرقام, إما يعني أيوه أرقام, قد يكون 13 للشعب وسبعة للفأل, قد يكون رقم سبعة للفأل وثلاثة عشر للشعب وما إلى ذلك. هذا كله خطأ. In some cases some people think that number 7 brings good and number 13 brings evil, which is all wrong. يعني لأنه لا يأتي بالشر والخير إلا الله, because nothing shall bring the good and يعني هام اسمك الله. لذلك ينبغي عليك أن تسأل الله يأتيك بالخير ويدفع عنك الضر. And that's why you always have to ask Allah to bring you what is good and to protect you from what is evil or harmful. نعم. وقد أورد هنا آيتين من القرآن تدلان على ذلك, آية سورة الزمر آية 38 وآية الإسراء آية 56. And he, the author, has brought two ayahs in the Quran, one of Surah Al-Zumar, ayah 38, and another from Surah Al-Isra, ayah number 56, to prove this thing. ثم أورد أيضا حديث عن عمران بن حسين ومخرج عند أحمد المسند بسند رجال وثقات كما قال البصيري. And he also brought this hadith, which is reported by Imam Ahmad on the tent of Imran al-Husayn, and the chain of narration, as Imam Busiri said, all the men of it are transportings. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wrote, حَلَقَةٌ مِنْ شُفُرْ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw a man wearing the Prophet فسأله النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, سأل هذا الرجل ما هذه, ليس لأنه لا يعرفها, لكن يقول ما هذا الذي تلبسه, ما السبب وراء لبسها؟ والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يعرف السبب, إنما هذا السؤال يسمى سؤال إنكاري للإنكار, كما تقول لمن مثلا أفسد شيئا, أتلف عليك سيارتك, تقول له ما هذا؟ فأنت تعلم ما هذا, لكن تقصد ما الذي فعلته, ما السبب؟ نعم. صلى الله عليه وسلم man wearing this little cover, and he asked him, what is this? He knew what it is. He just asked him to يعني make him understand that this is not acceptable. This is not acceptable. This person is not made so that the man tells him that this is cover or this is person. Yeah, he knows that this is a person of cover and he knows what it is for. He just wanted to show him by this person that this is not a picture. So the man answered, قال من الواهنة. ما قال هذه حلقة صبر, قال من الواهنة, مع أن الجواب ما هذه لا يكون من, إنما يكون هذه كذا, لكن أجابه بقول من, لأن غير يعرف أن صلى الله عليه وسلم يسأل عن السبب في لبس هذه الحلقة. So the man answered, this is because of the wahina. This It's not a proper answer to the question, what is this? When you ask someone, what is this? The proper answer is, this is, and you should know what it is. But man said, to answer the question, what is this? He said, it is the cause of Al-Wahid. So the Prophet of Allah did not ask him the cause, what was the cause of wearing it. But the man understood that the Prophet of Allah only wants to know the cause while he is wearing it. And it means that Isa Allah wanted to show him that this is not permissible to wear. فَقَالَ انْزِعْهَا أي أَقِمَا مِنْ يَدِهِ فَانْزِعْهَا لَيْسَ الْمَقْصُودُ نَزْعَى مِنْ يَدِهِ وَإِبْقَاءَهَا فِي الْقَلْبِ يتعلق بالقلب لكن المقصود ينزع من القلب كما ينزع من اليد ينزع التعلق كما ينزع التعليق ينزع التعلق كما ينزع التعليق هو كان يعلقها في يدي وتعلق بها قلبه الآن المطلوب أن ينزع من يدي وينزع من قلبي so the Lord صلى الله عليه وسلم said to them now remove it and remove it it does not mean only from your hand take it off your hand but it means take it off your hand and your heart as it is not logic to just take it off your hand while your heart is still believing in it so it must be that this belief must become before the removal of it قال فإنا لا تزيدك إلا وهنا إلا وهنا يعني بعث ومرض يعني إذا ما زلت تتعلق بها في قلبك وتعلق على يدك ولو نزع من يده ولا زال قلبه يتعلق بها فإن هذا محرم فإن هذا محرم هنا لا بس خلاص تأخر بس توقف نعم he told him remove it as it only would increase your pain and then he add something very important قال انبذها عنك انبذها النبذ وقال انزعها ثم قال انبذها نزع من اليد لكن قد ينزع من اليد وضعها في الجيب he said to him remove it and remove it means from your hand except put it in the pocket and still in the heart لكن قوله له انبذها النبذ انما يكون لشيء تكرهه تبغضه نبذ لا يكون يعني انبذ means throw it away is only for something that you don't like or something that may harm you. So it means throw it out of your heart. المقصود انبذها من قلبك تعلق لأن من الجسم حصل بالنزع. Because from the body already happened by removing it. لكن بقي القلب لذلك قال انبذها but still the heart, the belief. And that's why he says to him, and threw it away. ثم بين له العلة and then he told him the reason why he said that. قال فإنك لو مت وهي عليك ما أفلحت أبدا. ما أفلحت أبدا يعني لن تلاقي الفلاح الذي هو سبب رضا الله. فالفلاح في الدنيا سببه رضا الله والفلاح في الآخرة سببه أيضا رضا الله فالفلاح لم تلاقيه he says to him if you die as if you die while it is on you meaning on your hand or even if not on your hand but it's still in your heart then you are not going to be successful anyhow and success can only be found by the pleasure of Allah, with the pleasure of Allah. So if you are pleasing Allah, you're going to see the success in your life, here and in the hereafter, in both lives. here and in the hereafter. But if you are not pleasing Allah, if you are displeasing Allah, then you are not going to be successful, because Allah is not going to grant you the success as you are not pleasing Him. ومن هذا نعلم أن التعلق بغير الله ضرر كبير. And from that we understand that relating your heart to other than Allah as a trust, as يعني, wish, hope, fear, is a big crime, a major crime, and it can be disbelief. Now, وقال عن حذيفة بن اليمان رضي الله عنه ما رأى رجل هذا حذيفة, وحذيفة هو كاتب وحي النبي وكاتب وحي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, كاتب الوحي وكاتب سر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Hudayfa is one of the companions of Rasulullah, and he was the one who used to write the revelation. And he was the one whom Rasulullah used to say the secrets with. Whenever the Prophet asked something secret, he only tells Hudayfa. So this means that Hudayfa knows much about these things that he's doing. So if he objects something, he must have heard it from Rasulullah. قال أنه رأى رجلا في يده خيط من الحمى. He saw a man hanging a thread on his hand from the fever, from the fever. Because people think that when they tie a rope or a thread on their hand or the wrist, they think that this can prevent this person and protect him from illnesses, evil eyes, possession, magic, things like that. But this is all wrong. The only protector is Allah. So you have to trust Allah and depend on Him and ask Him. So Hudayfa saw this man hanging this thread. So Hudayfa came and he cut. He pulled it. He didn't even speak to him nicely. But he came and pulled it. This means that this man must be one of the students of knowledge. Otherwise, if he is an ignorant, Hudayfa would have taught him the way Rasulullah taught the man, only speaking. But because maybe Hudayfa knew that this man is someone who lived among the Muslims for a while, so he knows that he necessarily knows that this is haram, so why are you doing it? And then he recited the ayah of Surah Yusuf, ayah 106. فقال كفي المقرى قول الله عزيزي في سورة يوسف وما يؤمن أكثرهم بالله إلا وهم مشركون. يعني يؤمنون بالله, لكن لا بد أن يدخل الشرك مثل المسلمين اليوم. Allah تعالى said that most of the believers would only believe in Allah along with association, like what's happening today. They believe in Allah, but again, they don't get rid of the association, which is wrong. Belief and association cannot be in one heart. Cannot be. So you either be a believer or an associate. But some people, many people, like today, يعني كما هو الشأن اليوم كثير من المسلمين تجد عندهم الشرك. يضعون القبور, يضعون هذه الأشياء, يضعون حلقة على الباب, خمسة ميتة وأشياء كثيرة. As many Muslims today, they practice this, they exercise it. They say La ilaha illallah, they really believe in it. They're not pious, but they are ignorant. They are ignorant, so they go and do the shirk at the same time. They do the belief and they do the shirk at the same time, which is wrong. Which is wrong. One will move the other away. Either the belief will move the shirk and remain alone, or the shirk will remove the belief and remain alone. Many people today, they turn to the graves asking protection of God or Prophet, or turning to these things, hanging them on the walls, on the car, on their children, on themselves, which is all wrong. All wrong. Now, ثم بين ذلك بعد ذلك يعني حكم لبس هذه الأشياء, قال بأنه بين سببه وأنه التفاق إلى غير الله. Reason explained why it is prohibited, and he said that because it is depending to unto other than Allah Ta'ala, which is wrong. And inshallah Ta'ala continue next Friday. Wallahu a'lam. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Mubarak ala Nabiina Muhammad wa ala alihi wasallam.